It's Monday, everybody. You know what that means. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I hope your day is off to a good start. Remember, you control your day. Yeah, shit might be thrown at you, problems, issues, but you control how you react. Hello, everybody. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in the top-ranked CJ Evolution podcast. Top-ranked because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much. I want to thank you, the criminal justice professional, for listening to the show. And more importantly, what you're doing in the criminal justice field. Maybe you're a deputy. Maybe you're working in corrections. Maybe you're a patrol officer. Whatever you are doing, thank you for your job, your service. Remember this. There's a lot of people out there talking crap and shit about law enforcement. You are special. You are needed. You are loved. Don't ever forget that. The majority of people support you. Come home safely and take care of your fellow brothers and sisters. And again, thank you for doing an amazing job. Thank you, Detective Chem, one of our sponsors, for supporting this show. If you've never heard of Detective Chem, head over to cjevolution.com, see the link. This amazing and innovative company is protecting you, the first responder, from various threats. Illicit drugs, explosives, now COVID-19. This application-based technology is a must-have for your organization. Check out the link to Detective Chem at cjevolution.com. You know, I was talking to a friend this weekend who said something pretty profound about our lives. He said, everyone's life is divided up into different storms. You have the pre-storm, you have when you're in the middle of a storm, and you have the post-storm. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And we tend to assume or to think that the word storm means conflict, it means despair, it means sorrow, but it can mean different things to different people. So pre-storm in my life, everything was going, I thought, great a handful of years ago. I was in a marriage, I loved my wife, everybody in my family was doing great, I was doing pretty good professionally in my law enforcement career, and then everything fell apart. Now, I'm not casting blame on anybody. I took responsibility. I continue to take responsibility for my role in my demise. But it was a storm that I now entered that I had to navigate. And I didn't know how. Thankfully, there were programs like Shatterproof for First Responders out there that helped me guide me in that storm. And then there's the post-storm, where I'm at right now. And how I'm trying to constantly improve, as you should be. You should be constantly improving. So I thought it was pretty interesting how he summarized that life, according to this particular individual. Pre-storm, in the storm, post-storm. Now, what's more important? Well, I personally think it's the post-storm. What are you going to do after you emerge? Because you will, from the storm you are currently in right now. And you're probably going to need help, whatever you are dealing with. You cannot do this alone. Like I said many times before, so many people want to handle what they're dealing with right now alone, and you can't do it. You can try, but you need people around you. So today, on this Monday, I want you to look at your life right now. And again, I am sorry, deeply sorry, if you're going through a storm right now. We all go through various storms, but you can make it through. Like I said, there's so many options out there. There's so much help. Get online. Check it out. Now, vet that help. Make sure it's reliable and you can trust them. But there are so many options out there. And if you're going through a storm right now, I apologize. And like I said, you could always reach out to me. I'll help wherever I can. But your life is a series of storms. And again, don't associate the word storm or storms with something bad. Sometimes it can mean a good thing, like a rainstorm. Rainstorm, a lot of people don't like the rain. I love the rain. It'll wash away. And then when the rain subsides or disappears, you're in that post-storm, and maybe the sun's out. Maybe everything is clean again. Maybe everything has been washed away and the flowers are blooming. I know it sounds cheesy to some of you, but that's the truth. So again, the whole purpose of this, my point in all this is that whatever storm you are dealing with right now, and I know a lot of you are, you can get through it. You can navigate the storm. And once you get out of your storm, and I know you will be better, stronger, and more resilient. Trust me, I've been there. Folks, I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope you are being safe, and I hope you cultivate that good mindset that you need to be successful. Remember, it all starts with mindset. Again, not living in a friggin' bubble and everything's great and unicorn and rainbows and lollipops and, I have no problems. No, you have challenges. I get that. I've been there. Everybody's suffering with something, but you can navigate it. You know why? Because you are loved. You have so much support around you. Folks, go out there, conquer your day. Reach out to me if you want to, cgevolution.com. I would love to hear from you. I got some great shows dropping this week, my friends. Great shows. So stay tuned and give us that 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Give us that 5-star rating and review. We sure would appreciate it. Go out, conquer your day. Until next time, my friends. Happy Monday.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.